I'm in the town of Beni Ansar in the far north of Morocco. It's an extremely busy, bustling town because it borders the Spanish city of Melilla, which I can see just a couple of hundred metres away behind the border fence. So here, I'm in Africa, and over there, I'd be in Europe. Thousands of Moroccans and Spaniards cross back and forth over the border each day, mainly to buy and sell goods. But for others, getting from Morocco to Spain is much tougher. This camp in a Moroccan forest overlooking Melilla was inhabited by young men from the Ivory Coast and was a desperate sight when I visited in 2014. Many of them had been living there for months, repeatedly trying to scale the 6-metre-high fence that separated them from Spanish territory. But more recently, Moroccan police have destroyed camps like this, scattering migrants elsewhere. Those who do reach the other side celebrate the beginning of what they believe will be a new life. This group of sub-Saharan Africans reached Ceuta in February.
We have crossed the desert. We have been through lots of difficult situations. We say thank you to God for getting us through these dangers, and we are now in Ceuta, which is a Spanish city.
Nearly 1,000 migrants got over or through the fence to Ceuta over a 3-day period in February, almost as many as during the whole of 2016. Many believe Morocco deliberately loosened its border controls to let them through because it was angry at a European Court of Justice ruling related to the politically sensitive territory of Western Sahara. Soon after the court ruling, the Moroccan government issued a statement suggesting that it might use the migration issue as retribution against the EU and Spain. Ramon Carrasco, a Spanish civil guard based in Melilla, has no doubts that this has indeed been the case.
When it comes to doing business with Spain, Morocco uses immigration as if it were a currency. Every time a fishing or agricultural accord is imminent, the pressure increases a lot, and a lot more migrants start arriving than normal.
It's lunchtime at the Immigrant Temporary Stay Centre in Melilla. This is the place where immigrants are brought once they have managed to get into Melilla. They're brought here, they're given food, they're given clothes, and they stay here often for several months before they are then taken to mainland Spain. Alassane Barry is a 20-year-old who left his native Sierra Leone with the dream of reaching Europe. He got to Melilla 3 months ago. Are you optimistic about your future in Spain?
I would like to make them a future if I have the chance. I would like to be somebody in the future. Yeah, I would like to be more, you know. I would like to be someone in the future who can benefit.
How did you get to Melilla? Did you go over the fence?
Through the fence.
Through or over?
Over.
Over?
Yeah, but it's not easy. It's very difficult. Very, very difficult. Mm. If I have the chance, I will tell my brother or my friends not to go there, because it's very difficult.
Did you try other times before?
Yeah, three times. Yep. Four times, that was my lucky deal.
Alassane knew nothing about the recent tensions between Morocco and the EU, which may have helped many sub-Saharans, like him, to reach Ceuta and Melilla. And although the borders around these two Spanish cities are usually tightly controlled, with the prospect of a better future on the other side, it looks like migrants are going to continue trying to get over or through them. Guy Hedgecoe, DW, Melilla.